Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. I found moving from an emotional to a heart response in life experience a very difficult and a hazardous journey. As a young man, I was all emotion, reactive, angry, and self-conscious. My encounter with God was so very real, the memory clings to me still, redolent with great joy I experienced upon first bowing the knee to Jesus. Whilst the bending of my physical frame proved easy, it took time before I recognized that my will rigidly resisted acknowledging a new landlord. Here was the initial ground of my battle with God and self. What worries did a young, overachieving man face in the 1970s? Especially one who had entered Oxford University and inhaled its heady atmosphere of self-confidence and assumed leadership in a world yet to be conquered once a degree had been secured. The arrogance of my assumptions that my perspectives were self-evident truths was lost on no one save myself. There was much growing up to do if I was to leave this immature shell manufactured by a lethal dose of self-assurance. Yet slowly God chipped away at the granite that enfolded my heart, like a skilled sculptor. The fractured reality that was my true self was cut from the rock, and I was left to engage with that stark reality so long disguised within the trappings of my social construct. Of course, whilst God wooed me, the enemy sought to intimidate me, and indeed I often cowered when confronted with the many fissures that contributed to the person I discovered was really me. Yet, despite a number of valiant attempts, I was unable to lay to rest the shadow of my conversion. It captivated me long enough that I'd yield afresh to the Lordship of God and eventually see my tormentor put to flight. This offered temporary respite, and I needed to move from emotional responses to life's seasons of storm and stillness. Within those swirling emotions, I needed to find the source of my real life, who is Christ, Saviour and King. Recognizing this in my head was the first step to quenching the acute pain my raging emotions caused, both to me and to those around me. Now alert to the reality of the deceits of my enemy, I took time to learn how to step behind the distraction of my ceaseless anxieties, as one who walks through the waterfall and finds the stillness behind its tumbling curtain, a space where all sounds are drowned out save for the water's fall. A useful reminder of the high stakes of living in a fallen and uncertain world whilst discovering the shelter that alone can be found through abiding in Christ. As we enter into the God space today, despondency easily triggers an emotional response that seldom resolves anything. A sign of growing maturity in Christ must surely be the ability to choose to stand beyond the waterfall in the safety of God's embrace, in close proximity, yet protected from the storm. Amen. My peace is not the resolution of my problems and challenges. Rather, it is entrusting myself to my belief about God, even as the storm rages before my very eyes. Please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our Voice of Hope family to follow along with these daily meditations at home. And join me this Sunday for Premier Life, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.